Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We're in the middle of discussing the Shema Minah Midrabi Akiva Tlas. We had discussed Havar Lechalik Yatzas, but we're about to start analyzing Lo Amin Hol V'Hutra Havar Letzorach Hutra Nami Shelo Letzorach, or as we call, as we say in most of Shas, Mikosher Letzorach Hutra Nami Shelo Letzorach, which is the concept that if an Avvalach is Mutter on Yontif for Ochel Nefesh, then it's mutter even not for Ochel Nefesh, which is why we can carry on Yontif, which is why we can light a candle on Yontif, etc., etc. Tosos here, little Tosos says the Yomri Mitoch Shari Afgal being in Tzorcha Yom Tzas. Here he's referring to a very, very famous machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos on Beit Zadaf Yud Beis, which of course is a whole very, very big sugya in and of itself, needs a lot of analysis, a lot of kashas on Rashi, exactly which side is the Rambam fall on or in between, etc., which is not going to be our topic now. But the basic machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, Beit Zadaf Yud Beis, is when we say, Mitok Shehutra Avar Letorah Chutranami, Shavo or Mitok Shehutra, various malachas Letzorach, Hutra Nami, Shalol Letzorach, does that mean Shalol Letzorach Mamish? Or does that mean Shalol Letzorach Ohol Nefesh? But you still need a Tzorach. Rashi holds that it's Mitok Shehutra Letzorach, Hutra Nami, Shalol Letzorach Mamish. Okay. Shuta Kashmo Shalol Letzorach. But Tosos and the vast majority of Rishonim, pretty much all the Rishonim, say no. The Gemara there says you can't just stop and carry stones around for no reason. It's just a rabbin on Yontif. And there's many other proofs and shas that you can't just cook for anything and you can't just carry for anything, etc. You still need a tzorcha yom ktsas for mitoch. So adds Tosos here. Tosos says seemingly, very reasonably, and almost everyone agrees with Tosos, says Tosos, that this is a Tzorach HaYom Tzas, Vashem Evar, right? Bir Chametz HaMitzvah, that's a Tzorach HaYom Tzas. So since Bir Chametz HaMitzvah, the Tzorach HaYom Tzas, therefore that would be within the heter of Mitoch, so it must be the Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold to the heter of Mitoch. Okay, what would come out of our sugya, though? What would come out of our sugya is that anyone remember from Maseches Beitza, who holds from Mitoch, who doesn't hold from Mitoch? Beit Shammai doesn't hold, Beis Hillel does. We obviously, possibly Beis Hillel, we hold from Mitoch, in which case Rabbi Akiva didn't hold from Mitoch. Okay, you'd have to ask, how can Rabbi Akiva hold on Beit Shammai? And whenever the Gemara asked that, the Gemara gives the same answer. Rabbi Akiva would say that it's not a machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Okay, but we clearly paskin Mitoch. We do it all the time. So if we paskin mitoch, then we should paskin that you can burn chametz on yontif, because we paskin mitoch, and then that creates a famous stira, because in the Gemara Daf Vav Amud Aleph says give me a second. Amr Abihud Amar Rav, second wide line, Hamotzi Chametz Vesa B'Yomtif, Kofa Lavasakli. If you find Chametz in your house in Yomtif, you overturn a bowl onto it so that you don't accidentally come to eat it, seemingly. Right? Why did it say on Yomtif? Because if you find Chametz on Chol HaMoed, then you burn it. But on Yomtif, you're not allowed to do anything to it. Therefore, you can't touch the Chametz at all. All you can do is put a kli on it so you don't accidentally eat it over Yomtif. One of these seems to imply that you cannot burn it on Yontif. Seems pretty clear that you can't burn it on Yontif. All you can do is kofa lovas akli. So there, this creates a stira, because the Gemara, not the stira between Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara Dafav, stira between the Gemara analysis of Rabbi Akiva and the Gemara Dafav. On Daf Hamad Beis, we say, if you don't say mitoch, you can't burn it. But if you say mitoch, then you can burn it. And we say mitoch, so you can burn it. But on the Gemara Dafav, we say mitoch. Rabbi Yehuda Rav knows that we say mitoch. And yet you can't burn it. That is the famous stira. So, how many ways are there of answering this stira? Who wants to tell me one way of answering the stira?
I'm just saying, you don't even need to say that. You can still say that according to Tosfos, it's probably you can say it's still
so. Yeah, meaning forget about the amount of ham base. Just say, we know that you have a tzorach to burn your chametz on yontif, not tzorach al cholefesh, but a tzorach al mitzvah. So once you have a tzorach, and we pass him mitoch, it should be mutter, so why does the Gemara in Daf Vav say it's aser? Okay, it just makes the question even tougher when you have Daf Hayam Beis. But you're right, it's an objective question, Daf Vav from an Aleph. Okay, so how do we answer this question?
It's talking about a kid who already comes in.
So that's what already Rashi says there. Rashi doesn't deal with this question. But Rashi says, this is a big machlokes rishon. Is that case with bittul or without bittul? Basically, like the rest of our parak. All the interesting questions are going to be, there's every Gemara. The Gemara says something very innocent sounding, but is this someone who did bittul or someone who didn't do bittul, right? So Rashi already says right there, obviously you did bittul, right? So now, that doesn't necessarily answer the question. Tosfos Ksubas thinks you did bittul, but that doesn't answer the question. However, a number of Rishonim, such as, who did I put here? I put the Ran here, and the Tosfos Shmini Peretz, and you can add other Rishonim also. But the Ran there and the Tosfos Shmini Peretz explicitly ask this question, and explicitly give the answer, that because after you did Bittel, there's not even a Tzorich Tzas. There's not even a tzorach tzas after bittul. After all, that's clear. I mean, if the Gemara Daf Hayam Beis is talking, if you haven't done bittul, that makes sense. It's talking about just midah raisa. Clearly, a happening is that you don't have to touch mishnah until yontif. Obviously, you're not doing bittul on yontif. You can't. It's too late. So that's without bittul. Without bittul, it's a tzorach tzas. After bittul, it's not a tzorach tzas. So
and here we have, with apology stuff, Daf Hayam Beis, the deal. But this is, I don't mean diok, like, oh, I make a diok. I mean, like, this is what logically emerges from it, right? Diok, mokrach, right? Lemanda omar mitoch mechuli mutter lisroth biyantif and davvava menalef, which is also lemanda omar mitoch, right? Lemanda omar mitoch mechuli. How do we know? Because that's where Yehuda Amar Rav, who knows that we pass like Beis Hillel and so this is a flat out stira. The first answer is the Ran and the Tosfos Shmini Peretz and others.
I'm not going to say Rashi because Rashi doesn't say this is answering this question. Rashi just says this is Pshat in the Gemara. He may or may not think it answers this question. But he says, no problem, just make it Okimta. Not such a hard Okimta. Dafhei Omen Al Beis. I meant, of course, this is. Without bittul, it's a tzorech tzas. It's not a chol nefesh, but it's still a tzorech. After all, you have to touch bisu and avoid bari rab bari matze. However, daf vavam and aleph is Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Now, how do we know if it's before bittul or after bittul? We don't necessarily know if it's before bittul or after bittul, but given that on daf vavam and beis, it's not chol tzishonim. But I think you have a good shot here, because on daf vavam and beis, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav, the exact same person, at bodei tzor shivata. So the same Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, everyone after Bedika and Orlar Basar should do Bittul. So that same Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, what to do if you find Chametz and Yontif, Bistama, he means, you already did Bittul, because he just said everyone should do Bittul. So this is after Bittul. After Bittul, it's not even a Tzorech Tzas. Tosfos Ksubas disagrees. Tosfos says, even after Bittul, it's, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, hold on a second. If after Bittul, if you find Chametz on Kol HaMoed, what do? You burn it. Why? Because you have to. Because I told you to. Right? Remember, after Bittul, it's only Drabbanan. That was the very first year of the year. So, clearly, there's a mitzvah Drabbanan to burn your Chametz even after Bittul. So, that's the Tzorach Tzas. So, but the Ran doesn't say how we'll answer Tosos, right? This is the technical problem, right? Tosos says, but I'll prove to you it's the Tzorach Tzas because on Chol HaMoed you'd be chayav to do it. If on Chol HaMoed they said, I find Chametz after Bittul, I say, I'm just going to put a pot over it. I'm not going to burn it. We would say, you're violating the halacha. You're going against Takanas Chazal. There's a Takanas Chazal to burn it even after Bittul. So, doesn't that make it Tzorach Tzas? So, I think the Tosos and parents of the Ram would have to answer that, no, the Chacham gave you rules for what you have to do. What are the rules Acham gave you? The rules Acham gave you is that if you find on Chol HaMoed when it's going to be around for a long time, then you have to burn it. If you find it on Yom Tif, when Yom Tif will be over within 24 hours, then you don't have to burn it till after Yom Tif. And since the Rabbanan told you you could wait 24 hours, it's not a big deal to put a kli over for 24 hours. That's not called a tzor ktsas. Right? It's not called tzor ktsas because the Rabbanan judged that you weren't in such a rush to burn it. Meaning, it's not just they say you can't burn it, so you're stuck. What can you do? They said there's not such a need to burn it. That seems to be the difference. Tos says the Rabbanan were stuck. They said you can't burn it. What can you do? But it's a tzor ktsas. Burn it. Tosmer said, the Ram was on the Mekorshi, would just say, no, the Rabbanan judged that it wasn't so necessary to burn it on Yom Tif. It's good enough to put a bowl over it and burn it in 12 hours. That's so good enough that it's not even tzor ktsas. Okay, so that's the slight difference. Tos says, still is it tzor ktsas to burn it right away? And the Ram would say, no, it's not even tzor ktsas. It's really totally fine to leave it for 12 hours under a bowl and then. It's an interesting question. What about Yom Tov Sheni? The truth is, the Rishonim don't discuss it. It'd be different in Yom Tov Rishon, different in Yom Tov Sheni, not Al Tzvitov, but maybe Al, not in this case. You're saying Yom Tov Sheni, what if it's there for 48 hours? Maybe Chazal also judged that for 48 hours. That's what you have to say. They judge for 48 hours. Overall, Rabbi Yehuda Merav kept Yom Tov Sheni, right? He was not where we are. So you have to say they judge Taker for 48 hours. They can manage under a bowl, and we don't even consider that it's so excessive. Okay, so you can get away with that. That's one answer. All right, and that's a perfectly reasonable answer. The only thing is that this is a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say, and we'll get to it, that the whole gemara is only after bittul. But the Rambam, many other rishonim say, no, it's whether you did bittul or you didn't do bittul. If you know, Rambam himself said everyone has to do bittul, but this is the machlokes. Rashi and the Ran would say, if he himself holds everyone does bittul, then he's not. He's talking after bittul only. But on the other hand, no. He just said motzi chametz. He didn't say what you did beforehand. Maybe he's talking in general. Either way. So if he's talking either way, then, because he's talking in general, he's not only talking about people who did what he said. He's talking in general. So maybe it's even, maybe this score is also even without bittul. So, anyone have another answer? I mean, we show them have other answers. Anyone want to share with us another answer? What does Tosa say? Tosa is the most technical answer. What does Tosa and Ksuba say? What? Exactly. Tosa and Ksuba says, Taket is mutter to burn it, als melacha. But it's usher because of mukta. Right? So Tosa's, now, over here, what are we saying? That it's mutter, mitzad, meleches havara. Here also it's mutter mitzad meleches havara. So why is it aser? It's aser because of mukta. Okay, and why Dafheim and Beis weren't they worried about mukta? That's obvious. And Dafheim and Beis, where Akiva made his logic, why didn't he say, well, it's aser because of mukta, regardless of whether you hold mitosho to the Zorah?
Talking about this or Doraisa. Mitzvah Doraisa.
Doraisa, right? He was talking about from the Doraisa. The Doraisa Yom Risho can't be Tezvah, because then it would be Asr because of Malacha. I mean, Doraisa, there is no Asr Mokta. Asr Mokta was only added later by the Chacham, right? So, Asr Mokta not relevant to the Drasha Doraisa, right? He's trying to Darsha what Yom Risho means to Doraisa. So it doesn't really matter for Asr Mokta, because he has to Darsha what it meant at the time of the giving the Torah, when there's no Asr Mokta. Okay, that's Tosus. It's a little unclear, I admit, what Tosus means. Some of the other Rishonim say, what does Mukta have to do with burning? Don't carry it. Don't move it. Just take a match and light it right where it is. So I'm not sure. I don't know whether Tosus meant. No. Practically, usually you have to move things before you burn them, because like you can't burn your house down, etc. Or whether Tosus actually thinks that burning something is tantamount to moving it and counts as Mukta. I'm not sure. What? Okay, fair enough. You're right, there are three answers, depending on whether Tosfos holds how Lighthouse Tosfos will hold over the Srifa. Right, so you could say, no, but that's not going to help for Tosos. Correct. That would be equivalent to Tosos, but it's not going to be shot at Tosos. Right. You could say it's an Isser of Mutsu to move it, And the reason you can't burn it is because we hold Hashbazaz hold over, so there's no head to burn it. I guess you could sort of add that in. You're right, that's the Me'iri there. That is a good point. It is the Me'iri there, isn't it? You remember correctly, don't you? You remember correctly. Yeah. So the Me'iri is sort of similar to this. Although he does it a little differently, right? Says the Me'iri. He says this a beer chametz. You know what? Yeah, it gets a little tricky. It gets a little. I'm not sure if he's answering the same question, actually. Okay, you know what? It could be he's answering a slightly different question. So I'm going to. Just not sure if he's answering that. There are two different questions in that sugya. Okay, you know what? When we get to that sugya, we'll come back to the Me'iri. And, we'll figure out how he fits in. Okay, that is Tosos Itaka. What is Mutter Shas and Isser of Mukta? Okay, what are these two shots of having time? Is Maisa him Mutter Lisro Chametz? Let's see. Lefes Havara Mutter Mitzorech Ir Chametz. Says the Ran, the Tosfei Peretz, yes, if you didn't do Mitzel. Says Tosos, yes, there's just a side problem of Mukta, right? Because Mitoch Shehotram Alach Letzorach Hotunami Shlo Letzorach, but there's no Mitoch Shehotram Mukta Letzorach Hotunami Shlo Letzorach, because Mukta, we generally assume, and it's a big study, is not necessarily Mukta for Ochel Nefesh, and in any case, we wouldn't say it's not a Malach, it's not within the realm of Mitoch. Okay, so those are two answers. However, there are two other answers, at least in the Rishonim. What does the Ritva say? It says the Ritva something very large. What does the Ritva answer this question? Anyone? What's the difference between Daf Hey Amud Beis and Daf Vav Amud Aleph? Daf Hey Amud Beis is all within the Havamina. What are we trying to do? It's a reductio ad absurdum, right? What's where you keep it? It's a reductio ad absurdum of the Havamina that Yom Rishon means Tesvav. It can't be Yom Rishon means Tesvav because he holds that means Sreifa, and Gedal Yom Tesvav is Yantiv, and you can't do Sreifa and Yantiv because Havara L'chalim Yatzas and Lo Amrina Mitov Shul Shul Zarach Shul Shul Zarach. Okay, but that's Lu Yatsuyar, Yom Rishon was Tesvav. But really, Yom Rishon is Yudalid. So what do we see? This is all within the Havamina Yom HaRishon Hainu Teslov. While this is Halacha Yom HaRishon Hainu Yudalid. And what difference does that make? Says the Ritva, even though Mitoch Shehotu Letzorech Hotunami Shelo Letzorech, what do we mean by Shelo Letzorech? Shelo Letzorech means Shelo Letzorech Ochel Nefesh Ela Letzorech Hayom Ktas. But it still has to be Tzorech Hayom. Even Tosfos says Letzorech Hayom. Like, for example, there's an obvious example. You can't do Malacha Letzorech Machar, right? You wouldn't say, because you can cook for Ochel Nefesh, you can cook for or because you can carry for Ochel Nefesh, you can carry not for Ochel Nefesh for tomorrow. Okay, that's obvious. The Chiddush, the Ritva, is not only that, you also, we don't say Mitoch, Shehotru Letzorech, Chotronami, Shelo Letzorech, from Malacha of yesterday. We only say from Malacha of today, not from Malacha of yesterday. And the example he brings is Mila Shelo Bezman. Mila Shelo Bezman is not Docha Yantif. Why not? Mitoch shechotra shchita letzorech, right? Milas melach of chobel. Chotra nami shalom letzorech. So since you can shechta chicken on yantif, you should be able to cut a bris meal on yantif because it's necessary to do a mitzvah. The answer is no. That's if it's today's mitzvah. But Milush L'Muzman is yesterday's mitzvah, and you can't do it. Or likewise, for example, what else can you do? Sreifas Kachin. Sreifas Nosar. Right? You can't burn. What do we darshan? The Gemara says, you can't burn. You can't burn ad boker eishtis rofu. The Gemara gives another boker. We discussed that briefly in Daf Gimel. That if you leave over your Yom Pesach, you can't burn it. On Yontif, you have to burn it. For now. Anyway, says the Ritva, he brings the example of Milush L'Bizmana. Right? Milush L'Bizmana, since it's not Bizmana, it's too late. Doesn't mean you're not chayiv. Obviously, you're chayiv to do mila, right? If I didn't do mila on the 8th day, I'm chayiv to do it on the 9th day. But it's not this man. It's yesterday's mitzvah. And that's the chiddush of the Ritva, who brings a nice raya from mila shalom, from mila shalom bismana. So he says, kim she kiyam mitzvah kodma, kim mila lo bismana, she ain't a doche yontif. Says the Ritva, therefore, here is mitzvah's hayom. But here, that's in the hafiyah. Mitzvah yom, we say mitoch. But in the maskana that you shouldn't do it on your dalid, that's like he gave mitzvah koda and milush l'bizmana. It says mitzvah's esmol. That's my phrase, not his phrase. And this is esmol is not included mitoch. Mitoch is only tzor hayom. The chiddush is when we buy tzor milush l'bizmana tzor hayom today. I want my son to have bris mila. Now it's tzor hayom, but it's something that I was supposed to do yesterday. If it's something that I was supposed to do yesterday, that's not included in. That's not included in mitoch. That's defined as making up for yesterday's malacha, not doing today's malacha. That is a, this is a chiddush. This is a chiddush of the Ritva, even though he brings a nice raya. This is a chiddush, the Ritva, that I can't do yesterday, but that's the Ritva's chiddush. Sor hayom tzas, not sor hayom. Clearly, bir chametz is sor hayom. Meaning, today I'm violating by Rabbi Matzeh, and I have to burn it to avoid violating Vayra Vayimatzeh. Or maybe the mitzvah Tashbisu all 7 days. So I have to be kind of mitzvah Tashbisu. It's Tzor Hayom, but it's not mitzvah Hayom. It's a mitzvah of yesterday, which I'm now doing Shlo B'Zmana. And the rule of Mitoch only permits things that are defined as things that are meant to be done on Yontif, not making up for things that were meant to be done before Yontif. Making up for things that were meant to be done before Yontif is as bad as doing things for tomorrow. And this is even if you say, like most Rishonim, that I can cook on Yontif even though I could have cooked yesterday, right? Which is the opinion of most Rishonim. And I can carry on Yontif even though I could have carried yesterday. But that's still, that's defined as today's Yontif. What I eat today is today's. What I need to use today is today's. However, making up for a mitzvah I failed to do yesterday, that's defined as yesterday's malacha. And yesterday's malacha is not motor on Yontif, only today's malacha is motor on Yontif. Okay, how do I know the machlokes in the Ran and Tosos? Because, you see, there's two different questions going on Daf Vav and Aleph. Here's what gets tricky. One, all Rishonim has two questions, implicitly or explicitly. One is, why can't you burn it after all mitoch, which is what we're dealing with now, because it ties to dust. The other is, even if you can't burn it, why can't you just pick it up and crumble it up and throw it in the wind or throw it in the sea, etc.? You know, as we say in the Mishnah Daf Chaf Aleph, Af Mefarer Zor L'Ruach Zor Kolyam. So why can't you do that? So the Ran here is, the Ran says, let me just find the place. The Ran says, number one, why can't you just throw it out of your house? Okay, et cetera, et cetera. And then he adds, he's saying two things. Number one, why can't you pick it up and move it? Because it's mukta. Then he says, and why can't you burn it? The answer is, because there's no tzarcha yom ktas, because nothing, obviously he's bothered by two things. Why can't you move it? And why can you burn it without moving it? I know he doesn't say too many words, the other Rishonim do. But clearly, why does he have to say the Motzi Mitzrafei for it explaining Tilto? Because he's not Tosos. Because he still has to explain why Lo Matzi Lemesser Fei. That's how I know it arcs on Tosos. Exactly. Which is what almost all Rishonim say. All Rishonim say, well, you have two answers. You could move it and get rid of it, or you could burn it in place. They have to give two different answers. Now, well, why can't you burn it in place? That's what's on the board now. Why can't you move it? That's what we haven't discussed yet. Although the answer's going to be Mukta, and then they're just going to deal with how do you judge whether it's worth violating Mukta or not. Okay, so says the Ritva, big Kiddush, the Ritva's big Kiddush is that even if you're benefiting from something today, like you're getting out of Bar Rabbi Matzeh, nonetheless, since it was yesterday's mitzvah that you're just making up for what you didn't do yesterday, that's considered Malach HaNyantif. That's not Mitoch. Mitoch means you can do today's Inyanim. It doesn't mean you can make up for what you didn't do yesterday. Making up for what you didn't do yesterday is work. Doing today's Inyanim is like Ochel Nefesh.
There isn't a...
It's an interesting question, but like you could have found it yesterday if you had looked properly, right? I mean, that's the Ritva says, right? Says the Ritva. Okay, all he says, Higia mitzvah kodem, right? Higia mitzvah kodem. So what does he mean by Higia mitzvah kodem? I'm reading it as it's yesterday's mitzvah, not today's mitzvah. It might not even matter if it was your fault or not your fault, meaning it's defined as not today's needs, it's defined as yesterday's needs. Once it's defined as yesterday's needs, that's not bechlal mitoch. That already makes it more of a melech sa'avoda, let's say, than a melech sa'anah. That's an interesting question. What if it only became chametz on yontif, right? What if it's mischametz be yontif? Might he say in that case that you can't burn it on yontif? Because now it's today's mitzvah. It could be. F sure he might say that. That's why here it's only a finding and not it's something becoming comments. F sure. Right, so that's what I'm saying. It might not depend if it's your fault or not. It might depend I'm not sure. It might just depend on how it's defined. Is it defined as today's mitzvah or defined as yesterday's mitzvah? Even Moksha, it's still yesterday's mitzvah. It's yesterday's mitzvah that you went up to Anas from because you didn't expect it to be someplace or other, but it's still yesterday's mitzvah. Still yesterday's business. Point is, this is yesterday's business, not today's business. Yesterday's business, making up for yesterday's business, is the, again, here it might go back to what we discussed yesterday being last year, the famous Rabbanan Emor, right? Why is Ohel Nefesh Mutar on Yontif? Because Ohel Nefesh is important, and then other Tracham are also important. Or because Ohel Nefesh is not a voda. You know, it's not a voda to just, like, be able to enjoy your day. It's not a voda to be able to enjoy the mitzvahs of the day. Or, you know, enjoy the mitzvahs. It's not a voda to be able to do the mitzvahs of the day. But a mitzvah of yesterday, even if you had a good excuse and it's honest why you didn't do it yesterday, maybe that's already defined as ba'voda. A voda is making up for things you didn't do in the past. Even if you had a valid excuse, that might still be called a voda. And that's the chiddush of the ritva. It's a chiddush of the ritva. But that's the chiddush of the ritva. I mean, here's a good raya for me, Lobos Ma'ana. Okay, there are ways out for the raya. It's a chiddush. And there's such thing as yesterday's mitzvah, which is different. But that's the chiddush of the ritva. And then the most interesting. Yes.
He doesn't want to make any difference between an assay and a lotasay. There's no lotasay to BRL, but here there's a lotasay that's talking specifically about Tevah B'Nissan.
And nonetheless, it doesn't seem to bother him. Nonetheless, it doesn't bother him. Even though Taki, you're violating a law for every second that you're not referring to Chametz now, nonetheless, that's not a good enough excuse to be Dovah Yantiv because it's yesterday's mitzvah. It's a big Kiddush. That's what he says. Then comes the Maram Chalava. Maram Chalava. Says something very radical, but he kills two birds with one stone. Why? Because there are really two strange things going on here. What are the two strange things going on here? Oh, what did the Ritva say? Ma'isa, have elect Savara as mortal serve your chavetz. Yes, he didn't do mental, yes. He says no, because it's yesterday's. Okay, big finish. Take the Maram. There are really two problems going on here, right? When is an answer always best if it answers two questions, one fell swoop? One question is the steerer that we have here. I know it points out that that's a steerer in the Gordon favor. That's a good steerer nonetheless. For the Maram Chalava, it'll be important it's a steerer. Number two, what's strange about our Gemara of Rabbi Akiva that I mentioned before?
Arguing
it's strange that Rabbi Akiva holds like?
It's Shammai.
Right, strange that you can argue something. So I said, well, I know what Shas does with this everywhere else. They always do pull the trick of, you know, he says, lo nech lo misol v'shamay dover zeh. But it's still a little strange. We never heard elsewhere that lo nech lo misol dover zeh. You know, usually it's more like there's a mission. V'shamay says X, misol says Y. And then Rabbi Meir says, you say, okay, so he obviously was responding. That's what he meant to say here. Rabbi Kiva's coming, you know, out of left field in Maseches Pesachim. And all of a sudden, it doesn't bother us that he's a Shamusi, that he's like Beishami. So it's very peculiar. Okay,
he also holds like Rabbi Yehuda.
What?
He also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's like Kochi. I mean, it's Nigmar Minosar, like it's Lecha.
Okay.
It's not Kalcha, so it's like Sreifas Kochim Beyantu, which even Beit Hillel would be Moda.
Okay, that's already an interesting clue. After all, it feels like Rabbi Yehuda, or where does Rabbi Yehuda learn in Bir Chametzel B'Sreifas? So if you look in the second part, you'll see he burns the Nosar, which is burning Nosar, and burning Nosar is also not Moda Yantu, even according to Beit Hillel, which makes us think, although we have to figure out why. But don't say, Joel, I know where you're going to go. You put the Rashi and Beitza together and say, the real reason you can't burn Chametz and Yantiv has nothing to do with it not being Mitoch or being Mitoch. That's not true. The Gemara says to no Mitoch. So, Maram Chalava wants to answer two questions in one fell swoop. Says the Maram Chalava, he says, Hoel v'hutra var l'tzorcho t'unami shalol l'tzorach does not mean the same thing as Mitoch shahutu l'tzorcho t'unami shalol l'tzorach on Beitza dafyot Beis. After all, there's a different masechta. We're using it differently. We even call it hole instead of mitoch, if that's bedavka. He says, here we mean shalol tzorich mamsh. But not like Rashi and Beitza, that Beis Hillel's matur shalol tzorich mamsh. Beis Hillel's matur shalol tzorich ochol nefesh shalol tzorich hayom. And here we mean shalol tzorich klal. And what do we mean by this? We mean that Rabbi Akiva does agree with Beis Hillel. He does agree with Beis Hillel that we talk shoter l'tzorch ochol nefesh shoter nami l'tzorch hayom k'tzas. But Bir Chametz is not even tzorch hayom k'tzas. That's lo tzorch bechlal. And basically, what we meant in Avhemet Beis is that Rabbi Akiva agrees with Beis Hillel, but he agrees with Tosos' version of Beis Hillel and not Rashi's version of Beis Hillel. Obviously, Gemara didn't know Rashi and Tosos, but he knew these two possibilities, right? I mean, he didn't know there'd be Rashi and Tosos, but it's not Rashi. To think of two ways of interpreting Beis Hillel, right? So that's all. He reinterprets the Gemara. He has a new shot. New shot in this Gemara. He says, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means that, and he neutralized the whole thing from this Gemara. That, what does Rabbi Akiva say? It just means, Rava meant, it's Rava who says Shemami the class, right? Amar Rava. Rava only meant that Rabbi Akiva is not matir shalom litzorech klal, meaning Beis Hillel lefi Rashi in Beitza. He agrees with Beis Hillel lehatir litzorech hayom tzas. Okay, says the Maram Chalava, we misunderstood the whole Gemara and Daf Hamad Beis. We thought the Gemara and Daf Hamad Beis meant Rabbi Akiva didn't hold for Mitoch and he was disagreeing with Beis Hillel, which is very strange. And then since we hold for Mitoch to be Mutter, no, he holds for Mitoch. He just doesn't hold for the Rashi Mitoch. Okay, neither do we hold for the Rashi Mitoch. Almost none of the Rishonim agree with Rashi's Mitoch. And therefore, it's no problem. All right? Also, the Shrof B'Yontif, because even though we hold Mitoch, and your Chametz is not even Sorev Ayom Tzas. Okay, once you reinterpret the Gemara Dafayim Beis, all the Gemara Dafayim Beis that Rabbi Akiva asserted it because he didn't hold of Rashi's version of Mitoch. And we also don't hold of Rashi's version of Mitoch, so we asserted it, so it's no problem whatsoever. And then you can say, no, Havara is not what to reveal Chametz because it's not a Tzorech Tzas. It's not a Tzorech at all. It's not even a Tzorech Tzas. I'd say even, not only is it not a Chomefesh, It's not even a Torah class. And I mean, it's a brilliant Shalom Daf Hei Beis. Obviously, you have to. It's dachuk in one way. You have to say the phrase Hutra Nami Shalom Tzorach here doesn't mean the same as Hutra Nami Shalom Tzorach in Beitza. In Beitza, it means Hutra Tzorach Tzas, just not for Ochel Nefesh, and we do hold from it. Here, it means Shalom Tzorach Klal, and we don't hold from it. Okay, but then you solve two birds with one stone and answer two kashas. And it seems to me, even though I only found the Maran Kolava says this very, very explicitly, but it seems to be that he's not the only one who would say this, because I think if you look at the Kesef Mishnah here on the Rambam clearly is not the Ron and Joseph made parents. He doesn't say that it's only after you did Bittul. As a matter of fact, he says it's even if you didn't do Bittul. He starts in low detail, dot, dot, dot. Then Kofa Lovkli. Okay, so says the then Gosman when he goes points out. So why can't you burn it? Because it'd be toch. The answer is, oh, here it's only after Bittul. Okay, that's fine. So we can add the Hagas Maimonides at the Shibba. I have this. I said there's a few people. And then he ends with Macholik al Ha'amud. What does it mean, Macholik al Ha'amud? The end of the Hagas Maimonides here? What does Macholik al Ha'amud mean?
Fat.
What does it mean when he says Macholik al Ha'amud?
Fat.
The Rambam. I mean, this is against the Rambam, right? You should know. I'm not giving you a shot of the Rambam. I'm arguing on the Rambam. Omud is the page, as opposed to he's in the Gilayon, right, in the margin. So, okay, I'm arguing on the Rambam. Okay, but what do you do for the Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah discusses this. They say, hey, Shabbat Gosh, you have a Renubim Komo, right? The same question as everyone else. And according to, he says, according to the Magid Mishnah, which is shot in the Rambam, it says, even without Bittul, what are you going to say? So he says, Yishlom Shteh Tira Varshul Tzorach HaNimil Shteh Tzorach HaYom Ktsas. That's only the Tzorach HaYom Ktsas. Here also in the Tzorach HaYom Ktsas, because it's a mitzvah. Isn't a mitzvah Tzorach HaYom Ktsas? After all, what was the original case of Eishelo? Motzi and Esakotan, V'yasalula, V'yasasefer. Sefer Torah, right? That's all a mitzvah. The lulav is for the mitzvah, the Sefer Torah is for the mitzvah, the katan, maybe. Also is for Bris Mila is a mitzvah. Many Mepharshim say there, but certainly the lulav and Sefer Torah is a mitzvah. So that proves a mitzvah is a Tzorach. Don't tell me it has to be a physical Tzorach, not a spiritual Tzorach. Because you can take a lulav and a Sefer Torah. A lulav is not a physical Tzorach, it's only a spiritual Tzorach. So he says, Lesa, das Shreifas Kodshim, mitzvah saseve ino docha yantif. No, after all, burning kachos is a mitzvah, it's not tochi yontif, so that shows a mitzvah is not tzorach tzas. And also, we say in Ksuvas that we don't say mitoch elaba, no, okay, I got ahead of myself, hana shavachol nefesh. The Gemara Ksuvas says, you only say mitoch if it's hana shavachol nefesh. You can do it for non-food purposes, but it has to be something that's hana shavachol nefesh. Achshe ye'ochol chol nefesh, ye'ochol means hana. Hana that everyone likes, as opposed to things that only your rich and spoiled people. And okay, what does this have to do with the small people like to work on it? They like to keep the Torah. So he says, no, here's the whole guf adam. Hacha lek anol shum guf. Ah, only anos guf, and here there's no anos guf. Okay, and then he quotes the Tosos, etc., etc. So this Kesef Mishnah is very peculiar. What does this Kesef Mishnah say? It's not even a Torah Ketzas. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. It's a mitzvah, and a mitzvah is not Tzorach Tzas. The proof is straight for his country is a mitzvah, and it's not Docha Yontif. And also, Hana Shavu Chol Nefesh. And he says Nefesh doesn't mean soul, Nefesh meaning Guf. He says, Hana, and this is not Hana, right? Okay, so that's the Kesef Mishnah seems old like the Maran Cholava. What would he say about the Gemara Daf Hei Amud Beis? I don't know what he would say about the Gemara Daf Hei Amud Beis, but he would probably answer like Maran Cholava. Otherwise, I don't know how he would answer.
How can he compare Shreifat Kachim with Chametz? Chametz is an individual.
What?
How can he compare Kachim with Chametz? Chametz is an individual requirement. Kachim has no, it's not on an individual, it's on the klal. So the person doesn't have a personal need.
Okay, maybe not, but. What? No, the question is it my personal responsibility to burn virgin carbon? And maybe if it's my carbon, it's my responsibility. After all, Kachim Kalim belongs to people, right? Maybe it is my responsibility personally. I don't know. If it's my carbon Pesach, who else's responsibility is it? I'm not sure I accept your assumption. So the Kesef Mishnah, I would put it with Maram Chalava, because definitely saying it's not even a Torah Tzas, right? How it ends up hayim and mase? Well, if you hold this not even sort of, I can't think of any other way of answering other than daf hayim and mase. Other than Maram Chalava. So put them like the Maram Chalava. Of course, the tricky part about the Maram Chalava and Kesa Mishnah is the Kesa Mishnah is I apologize. I said the Kasha and the Kesa Mishnah while I was reading the Kesa Mishnah. The problem is, what do you mean you meet mitzvah and hanasa guf? We know that's not true. The original Gemara in Beitza was about lulav and Sefer Torah. Lulav is not hanasa guf. And lulav is a mitzvah. It's very nice that you go to Rifas Kachin. You know what? There are other ways to explain Tzrifas Kachin. There's a Rashi. Okay, it was in the brackets. I thought maybe I had time to get into something, which I'm not going to because we need to move. There's a Rashi who says that you can't burn Kachim on Yontif not because of Malacha, because there's no Mitov. It's just a special issue to burn Kachim on Yontif. Okay, there are other ways to explain Kachim on Yontif. There are other ways to explain why you don't burn Kachim on Yontif. But what happened to Lulav and Sefer Torah? So this Maram Chalav and the Kesem Mishnah are very strange. If you want to say the rich, everyone else I understand. The Ran would say, yeah, if it's a real tzarech, Lulav and Sefer Torah is a real tzarech. Here, it's not a real tzarech. So after Gittel, Chazal used their judgment and said it's really not important. According to the Tosafos, it was fine. There's no need to mix it there. According to the Ritva, fine. Lulav and Sefer Torah, today's mitzvah. And this is yesterday's mitzvah. Lulav is today's mitzvah. You have to take a lulav today. It's not making up for yesterday's lulav. And Sefer Torah, I have to blame today. It's not yesterday's lulav. But Maram Chalava, he's like, what's he talking about? How can he say it's not a Torah Ktsas? What are the Kesem Mishnah talking about? How can he say it's not a Torah Ktsas? Mapitom. We know that a mitzvah is a Torah Ktsas. That's the original Gemara of Mitoch, was lulav and Sefer Torah. So who wants to defend the Maram Chalava and the Kesem Mishnah?
Maybe it's not.
Hold on a second. I want to say that there's no need to now. Sefer Torah, you need to wing today. Lulav, you need to shake today. But Kachem, it's just as good to burn now as to burn later. And maybe you'll still climb it because it's just as good to mal now as to burn later. Mal later. It's an interesting question. Mal the eighth, clearly, you have to mal on the 8th day. If you didn't mal on the 8th day, maybe it's just as good, maybe not. Kachem is just as good to burn later as to burn now. That's what he meant. He meant it's a little, not totally lost in the Kesem Mishnah. We talked about it. I said, well, but at the very least, the first part of the Kesem Mishnah, doing a mitzvah that needs to be done is a tzorach. A mitzvah that can be done later is not a tzorach. Now here it gets a little tricky. Like, really, I could do the mitzvah later? Like, if I have chametz on Pesach, it's just as, and I'm filing by Rabbi Yimatzah, keep in mind, there's no bit. It's just as good to burn it tomorrow as to burn it today?
Yeah, if it's, but Rabbi.
Oh, like the Tosos, so you mean Tosos Daf Chavtes. That, okay, so one answer might be, although it's not totally lost in the Kesem Mishnah, it's lost in half the Kesem Mishnah. Okay, fair enough. But number one, maybe you could say that you can always do it later. So what it means, because lulav and sefer Torah are mochar. Efshar lekayim lemachar. Oh, what if it's the last day of Pesach? What is the last day of Pesach? Then also, would we say that, well, it's not a tzor, because I could always burn it on Isruchag? Is it okay to burn the chametz on Isruchag? That seems to be going a little far. Would Tosa say that it's okay as long as I plan to burn it on Isruchag? And that's a Vavin Kvase, hard for me to imagine, unless you say, you only miss the first yontif, right? You get into a little trouble. Okay, that's one possibility. You get into a little tzarchin on yontif achron, because it's hard for me to imagine that. The truth is, it's hard enough for me to imagine that it's okay to save burning chametz for later. What do you mean? Every second I'm doing my Rabbi Matzeh. But Tosos says it, right? So who am I arguing Tosos? Meaning there's a Tosos that way. Does that mean the Rambam also holds that way, according to the Gazan Mishnah? Does that mean the Rambam also holds that way? Maybe, could be. Maybe, you never know. Anything's possible. But Yantav Achron is going to be a little tricky. Okay, say we're talking about Yantav Rishon. Okay, that's one possibility.
The Rambam explicitly say or is that Bar Al-Bayer Al-Valim Atze? That halacha?
I'm not partial to reading that Tosafot enough of test into the Rambam, but okay. I mean, let's say if you really needed to and you had power tools, you could. What do you mean? Okay. I agree. I would just tweak it a little, and maybe this is what you mean. Because if anyone says, is it Tashbisha or is it about your Abayim Matzeh? And how about the comparison to Sreifas Kachin, which is an Asay, not a lav. But maybe what you really mean is this. Is there a difference between Lulav and Sefer Torah versus Kachim, Sreifas Kachim, which may or may not be relevant, just the because the Mishnah brought it in. You know, you don't have to bring it in. And your Chametz. In Lulav and Sefer Torah, you're doing something with the Lulav and the Sefer Torah. You're using the Lulav and the Sefer Torah, right, to accomplish something. Now, you're not accomplishing something physical. You're accomplishing something spiritual. But you're positively using it in order to accomplish something. Like your Chametz, whether it's an Aseh or whether it's a Losaseh, you know, I don't think Five will necessarily have Davka Aseh versus Losaseh. Like your Chametz, you're getting rid of something that's a halachic problem that needs to be gotten rid of. And the same for Sreifas Kachin. You're not using it. I'm using the lulav. You would say, I'm using the lulav. What are you using it for? Oh, I'm using it for religious purposes, not for secular purposes. But I'm using the lulav, right? You would say, oh, I need to use the lulav. I need to use the Sefer Torah. Even though I'm only using it for religious purposes, not for secular purposes. Or I would say, not for physical benefit. I'm only using it for spiritual accomplishment. But would you say, I need to use the chametz because I have to burn it? No, you'd say, I need to get rid of the chametz. I need to get rid of the kachin. Right? Maybe that's the difference. Maybe the difference is between a positive use and a hasaras, you know, a positive use and a, you know, a getting rid of an isser. And even if there's an asev tashbisu, the asev tashbisu is to get rid of an isser. It's not that, you know, I want to do, I need to, not, oh, there's something you need to do today. You need to do the ritual burn chametz. No, you need to not have chametz. And if you have chametz, you have to get rid of it. You need to not have noser. If you need noser, you need to get rid of it. It means getting rid of something bad and accomplishing something good. Maybe, and maybe that's even mechalosh the Kesef Mishnah. Hanas haguf. And if you tell the Kesef Mishnah, hello, what about lulav and sefer Torah? Can't say he forgot Lulav and Sefer Torah. Meaning it's like a Mishnah Beitza, right? Like the Kesef Mishnah didn't know what would be written someday in the Noda Behuda, right? He obviously can't forget Lulav and Sefer Torah. So what was he thinking? No, that's what I meant by Hanas HaGuf. You're shaking the Lulav. I don't mean mamish Hanas HaGuf. Like you have to have a physical pleasure that comes from it. I mean like Hanas HaGuf, you're using it with your guf. A Sefer Torah, you're reading it with your mouth or hearing it with your ears. You're getting, you know, knowledge, as it were. You're having something to shake. Maybe I know that's not literally a gufani hana, but maybe that's v'chval what he means. What Feigl said, Feigl, I am saying what you meant, right? There's a difference between every positive hana is mitoch. Why? Because that's like ochel nefesh. A positive hana is like ochel nefesh. I'm getting something to eat. As opposed to getting rid of something bad, like chametz and sreifas kachin, to put the kesef together, that's not hanas haguf. It's not even a spiritual hanas haguf. It's just a hasara of something that is problematic. And maybe you could say that, and that means the mitzvah. Just the fact that it's a mitzvah doesn't make it mitoch. It also has to be something I'm using in some positive sense. Maybe you could say, and this Nirlami is Daiti a little more, is that you could say that Lulav and Sefer Torah. Positive physical uses. Now I know the physical
of spiritual benefit, as opposed to Reifas, Kachim, Chametz, you don't have to be, is, phrase for this, is a, is just, it's eliminating a negative.
Rabbi.
Therefore, that, oh, it's a mitzvah to eliminate a negative thing. Still, even though it's a mitzvah to eliminate the negative thing, that's not doing you doch hanefesh, that's not tzor hayomitzas. I looked around and I found that this might tie into a big machlokes on poskim about something that could come up all the time. What could come up all the time? Let's say you have bugs in your sukkah or whatever, in your bungalow in Shavuos or whatever it may be. Are you allowed to trap them on Yontif because they bother you? This should be an easy one. Not dangerous or anything. Flies are bothering you on Yontif. Are you allowed to trap them? I hope you know the answer to this. Is your Orthodox Jews? No, of course you're not allowed to trap them. Trapping is one of the 39 Avos Malacha. And trapping is also on Yontif. I also can't trap an animal to eat it on Yontif. Right? I can't trap a deer to eat it on Yontif. I can't trap a goose to eat it on Yontif. No. But more interesting question is, fine, I can't trap the flies. Can I kill the flies on Yontif? After all, that's already mitoch. Nowadays, the minig is not to. Oh, okay, but that's just the modern-day minig for whatever reason. But in the time of the Gemara, I'm allowed to shech the goose on Yontif. I'm allowed to shech the deer on Yontif. Killing shchita zotro l'tzorech. So we talk shorto l'tzorech u'dinami shalom l'tzorech. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, beginning Ksubas, I remember the beginning Ksubas, by Bia Rishona on Yontif, that was an Isra Chathala, which was told of shchita, we talk shorto l'tzorech u'dinami shalom l'tzorech. So can I kill flies on Yontif? This is a big machlokes poskim among the modern-day poskim. For some reason, I haven't found this in the classic achronim. I don't know why. Maybe in those days they just they were used to having flies around all the time, and they didn't feel the need to kill them every time they came because there would always be more. We're not used to flies all the time. So can you kill flies if they're bothering you? And I'm not talking here if it's dangerous or you might get an allergic reaction or something like that. That's a totally different subject. I'm talking about flies.
No.
This is a big machlokes on poskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, as an agav orach in the Sefer Mori or about electricity, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, no, of course you can't kill them. There's only mitoch for something that's a positive hanah that you're getting. There's no toch for getting rid of something that bothers you. That's not mitoch. Mitoch is only things like ohel nefesh that are hanah sagof. Not something that getting rid of something that bothers your guf. There's no mitoch for that. Whether or not that is a so there's certainly no mitoch. So I think this is exactly this would dovetail very nicely with this pshat in the Maram Chalava and the Kesef Mishnah, right? That you can't kill flies for mitoch because you're not getting something. You're just getting rid of something. Likewise, you can't burn chametz for mitoch because you're not getting something. You're just getting rid of something. Even though you can carry a shofar, carry a lulav, a shofar also. Carry a lulav and a sefer Torah, that you're getting something. You're getting the useful lulav and the sefer Torah. And the truth be told, you could. It's not necessarily totally halacha. Even if you don't agree with Shlomo Zalman there, I saw in some other modern day svarim who wanted to argue and conclude that it was totally mutter. That's physical, we're willing to take a step further. But here, it's two ways you can flip on that. It's not physical and it's not positive. Okay, you can also flip the other way. But the principle is, I think that's Pashup Shad and Maram Chalav and the Kesef Mishnah, that Mitoch is only like Ochel Nefesh, and therefore it's only for a positive usage. It's only for a usage. Like that's really the word I want to use here. Is usage. Everyone in English would say, I'm using the lulav now. I'm using the Sefer Torah now. No one would say, I'm using the chametz now. I'm not using the chametz, I'm burning the chametz. Right, that's the point. Well, that's like kind of usage. Sure, it means a usage. It doesn't mean a need. Need is very abstract. Usage is very concrete. And therefore, and I think that my best
says you can't kill flies on Yontif, even though she does one of the lochas that we say mitochsut, and so forth, and so forth. There's no, there's only mitoch by usage. You're not using the flies. Now, if you needed dead flies, you could kill the flies on Yontif. If I can't possibly imagine what you need dead flies for, but if you needed dead flies, you could use the flies on Yontif. But since you don't need dead flies, you just don't want the flies there, therefore that's not a heter mitoch, and therefore the parallel. Well, I'm claiming it's Pshat, the Maram Chalava, and the Kesef Mishnah. Okay.
Can I use some dead flies to feed my fish in the aquarium?
No, that you get into the problem that Ochel Nefesh is only for people, not for animal, whether it applies to Nefesh name or not. So you're right. So if Ochel Nefesh would apply to animals, then that would work. It's a machlokes in the Gemara whether Ochel Nefesh applies to animals or not. Okay, but you're right. Theoretically, that would be true. If you're going to assume that it would apply to animals, then that would be a good example where Shlomo Zalman would doubtless be. Yes. So I think that claiming that Maram Chalav Mikasa Mishnah would say that Mitoch does have to do with this object. You want to do it if it's for the Tzorach, and the Tzorach is defined as the Tzorach of using an object. You can use a Torah as a book. I understand. You also can use a secular book as a brew, but you can use it as a book. You use it as a book. What's the problem? Sure it is. It's mutter for... But that's a usage. That's a positive usage. Again, we all know that you're using the Sefer Torah, you're not using the Chametz. You're going to try to get out of it, but you know in common sense that that's true. Okay, so the Maram, you're right. And you could argue the Maram Chalav and Kesef that should say, whatever's a mitzvah is automatically considered the most positive thing in the world. I understand you could. You could agree with their Shlomo Zalman not kill flies and still allow burning chametz. And burning kachim theoretically is not for a different problem. Because you can say any mitzvah is automatically a positive spiritual experience, as opposed to flies. Getting back to I understand you could say, and that's part of the Chiddush the Maram Chalav and the Kesef Mishnah. That's the Kesef Mishnah says a mitzvah. What does it mean a mitzvah is not mitoch? He knows lulav is mitoch. He means a mitzvah doesn't make it mitoch if you don't have a usage. A mitzvah is not automatically mitoch. If the mitzvah doesn't involve a usage, that's not mitoch. And he says, what does usage mean? You have to look at the common sense of the mitzvah. Is this a mitzvah possibly to do something, or a mitzvah to be rid of something? If the mitzvah is to be rid of something, I understand you can disagree, but that's what he says, and I think we can grant that. Okay, yes. Correct. Yeah, but the Maram Chalav is not going to mamish hold like the Ritva, because then he would have given the Ritva's explanation to him base and not his. So he's not mamish to the Ritva. Yeah, but it sounds like he thinks he needs his to answer this question also. I mean, I at a certain point, the question is, can you say something becomes a tricky question? You know, but you can't comfortably say it. Lani is 19. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. Says the Gemara.
We still didn't answer the question of how if the Gemara and Daf Hey is not talking whether it was Beitel, how you can be over in Yisro Doraita Balyurabal Yimotze, unless you want to hold like Tosfos, that there is no Yisro Balyurabal Yimotze.
You're right, we'll answer that question when we get to Daf Lov. Okay. We have to leave ourselves some fun for later. Okay, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Shivas Yomis Oyli Yimotzev Bateicha, Matam Alomar, Vahalo Kvar Nemar, Lo Yira Lecha Se'orv, Lo Yira Lecha Chameitz, Lo Gulechva. So why does that say Lo Yimotzev and Lo Yira? Fisha Nemar, Lo Yira Lecha Se'orv, Shalcha, Yata Rabbal, Tarosh, Shalachir, Shalgavo. Yachal, Yatne, Mihal, Lok Yosman, and Nachri. You would get two kulas out of Lo Yira. Number one, Yira, it's okay to hide it as long as not in view. And number two, You could take McDonald's from a guy because it's not shalcha. Tamad lama lo yimatzei. Lo yimatzei means even if it's hidden, it's still matzoi. And it doesn't say lacha, so it means even if it belongs to a guy. That's only true of a guy who you have not conquered, you don't, you have not subjugated, and is not living with you in your chatzar. How about a guy who is subjugated and living in your chatzar? Okay, the Gemara analyzes that. I only know houses. How do I know even in pits and trenches and caves? Meaning even if it's not in the house, all your boundaries, including outdoors. Still, I'd have two separate surim. I mean, two madrigos in houses. Houses are more chomer, and in two ways: A, you can't even hide things, and B, you can't even take pikdonos from a guy. But gvulin outdoors is makel in two ways. It's okay to hide things outdoors, to bury them in your backyard, or to have chametz going. How do I know to equate them? And what equate them means? So we're on the Makor sheet that we're not going to get to until next time. Tamalomer so or lixer shava, nemers or bivatim, so or lingots of a techim, and nemers or gvulin, lo ye ra, lachos or, mas or bivatim, or bishavai rabbi, matze by yam, like how we know the nakrebs, or gvulin over, mishon by rabbi, matze by yam, like how we don't know spin. And okay, so we equate through Sa'ar, Batim, and Gvulim, and just like, basically, in both Batim and Gvulim, you have the Kula that you're allowed to have a Goy's Chametz, and you have the Chomer that you're not allowed to have a Kikad in the Goy. The more, of course, will explain that means you're allowed to have a Goy's Chametz without a Chayas, but not allowed to have a Kikad in the Goy with a Chayas, and you have the Chomer that you can't even hide it. Okay, there's a lot to unpack in these lines, and some of it the Gemara will explain, but let's take it one step at a time. The first thing I want to discuss is the heter, the tour of shelachirim v'shel gavoa, right? So what's the nature of this heter of shelachirim v'shel gavoa? What's the nature of this heter of shelachirim v'shel gavoa? So first of all, let's start with the famous question of Tosfos. Okay, so over here we have only one lecha to be mema'e nachri and gavoa. How do we know? It says three lechas. But it explains in Perikol Shah that one is for Goyshe Kivashto, one is for Goyshe Lo Kivashto, one is for Goyshe Kivashto, one is for Goyshe Lo Kivashto, and one is for Chametz as opposed to Sa'or. So basically you need three. For Chametz and Sa'or is two, and then to add Goyshe Kivashto and Goyshe Lo Kivashto, you need a third. If you only had one, then you'd only know Chametz or Sa'or, wherever it said, and only Goyish Kivashto, or Lo Kivashto, Chalotu by Rabba. When you have two, you need, you know, Chametz and Sa'or, but only Goyish Kivashto. The third one had to Goyish Lo Kivashto, but there's not two lachas for Nachri and Gavoa. What's the problem? The problem is, in Menachos, Perek Rishmal, Gomer, Trey, Rizor, Seichem, Ksiv, Chad Lemutei Nachri, Chad Lemutei Hekdish. Ah, there you need two lachas. Chem is the same as lachah, right? Shalachem is the same as Shalcha. It says every so sechem twice. Says Meir Shis every so sechem tarim l'Hashem Truma. Meir Shis every so sechem chalot tarim Truma. Why does that say twice? One the mutei goy and one the mutei hekdesh. Okay, that's the kasha. Kasha is how come here you need one miyut for goy and hekdesh together, and over there you need two miyutim for goy and hekdesh together? Good question. And the answer to this, here's some technical answers, and then we'll get to some lumpish answers. So, here's the stira. What's the stira? In Psachim, we have one miyut for Goy and Hekdesh.
In Menachos, we need two miutim for Guy and Hektish. Okay, what's the rule? Is one miut enough or two miutim enough? There should be consistent. So what's Tosos' answer here? What's Tosos' answer here in Dira Maslavol? And that's the wrong Gersa Menachos. Right, this firm of Yochim, it says no. One, are we so safe? That means yours. Both Goy and Hektish in one fell swoop, just like here. And the other is your needing, not your needing Jewish as opposed to Goyish slash sacred or slash divine, whatever it may be. But your needing of the Jews who lived at the time of the giving of the Chumash in Midbar Sinai, who needed exactly how much per person, as we know, an Omer, and therefore we know the Shir Chal is an Omer. Okay, so one answer is Tosos, which Dimer Maskel is this? Dimer Maskel Aval? Is that here it's one miut, and here it's also one miut, and he fixes the Gersa. He doesn't fix the Gersa Misvara, right? We know, I mean, Tom, there's one thing he hated in life. It's people who have kashas be smarter and they change the gears to the Gemara to answer their kasha. But he says it's for him and Yakim. He found the other gears in good manuscripts. Okay, by the time Tosus gets to the end of the Rascal Mishum, he comes up with another answer in the name of the Rashba, meaning the Rashbi Shans. So Tosus, the Rascal Mishum, and which is the Rashbi Shans. What's the Rashbi Shans' answer? Also very technical answer. This is about as technical as you get for the first answer.
Learn it from second, there.
What? Say it again?
Learn it from there.
Exactly. That really, you need two miut in one place in Kol Torah Kula, and from then on, that unites them, and one miut is good enough from then on. Right? Says Tosos, basically, do you need one miut or two miut for Goy and Hektish? The answer is, once you need a double miut, to teach you that Goy and Hektish are the same. From then on, you need a single miut. So in one place in Chumash, you need a double miut, and then that makes a binyanav, that makes a precedent, and then on one miut is good enough. Okay, that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush in terms of the rules of exegesis, of drushas, that you wouldn't have known two things from one miut. But once you learn them from two miutim, in one area of halacha, from now on, they count as one unit. That's a chiddush. But it's a good technical answer. See, here it is. Two miutim. But from now on, you only need one miut because that sets an example, right? What's his lashon? His lashon is kaven de goli lan hacha. That's good enough. Goli lan hacha, right? Goli lan. It's a gila yilsa, right? That's called a gila yilsa. And here, one miut is good enough because you already have a giloy milsa from Chala. Okay, so it's a very technical answer. Meaning, there's nothing interesting about Chala and nothing interesting about Aliyah Bayim Matzeh. Two very, very technical answers. Rush, so the truth is, Tosas Rush. Here, I don't even know whether to really put this on the board or not. I'm not sure what to make of it. The Tosos Rush quotes Yesh Omrim, who just seems to be wrong. So you never know what to make of someone who seems to be wrong. You know, after all, Tosos quotes him. He's obviously one of the Bali Tosos. You know, I don't mean someone who lived in the 1200s. That doesn't make a Bali Tosos. But someone quoted the Tosos Rush. Yeah, you could live in 1200 and be not Maritz. But someone who's quoted the Tosos Rush, the Chora, is called one of the Bali Tosos. What does he say? He says here, Rav Yachmi Erlinch, he's the one who asked the question. Apparently, he started the ball rolling. That how come here you need one miut and in Menachos you need two miutim? And he answers something that Tosos rejects. Tosos obviously also knew this because he explains to reject. Okay, here is the. He says, Yeshomer. I don't know what to make of it. Or maybe it's not even Yesh Omer, maybe it's a Yesh Lomar. Okay, one answer. In the Tosos Harash says here, it's two miutim And here it's also two miyutim, because you have an extra mecha. I know our Gemara later on, we didn't read it together yet, says, mecha lecha treis imni for goshi kivashtum, goshi lo kivashtum. But there's a third mecha, right? There's a third mecha, so that gives you an extra miyut for goy and hektish. The only problem is what Tosus Rush says, and Tosus says that it's against the Gemara in Kol Shah. The Gemara in Daf Kof Gimel says explicitly that's for Seor and Chametz. This is a problem. You rejected, but I don't know how to do Yashim. You just, unless this Yeshlomar, either Yeshlomar was just stupid and no one really said it, or this Yeshlomar thinks the Machlokas has Sugyas, but it's a little funny because what does that Sugya think? But this, it's disproven from the Gemara and Daf Chaf Gimel and Aleph. Why do I put it on the board? I don't know, maybe someone clever will someday come up with an answer. But I don't have an answer. It seems to be disproven. Okay, so now let's get to something interesting. I think you can maybe say, this I'm going out on a limb, that there's a strange Rashi. I'm not going on a limb saying there's a strange Rashi. There's definitely a strange Rashi. What's strange about Rashi? What's strange about Rashi? What? That's Rashi here, right? We discussed that already, but we'll hazard it. Good. What's strange about Rashi and Chumash? Meaning, he darshan sort of the opposite way of what the Mechilta darshans, right? If Rashi quoted Mechilta, Mela. The Mechilta darshans, basically, the Mechilta darshans Batechem in a way that does not appear in the Shas Bavli. How does Shas Bavli darshan Batechem? It doesn't really darshan Batechem, which is an interesting question. Why does Shas Bavli not darshan Batechem? Okay, we'll see. The Rishonim asked that question, right? We darshan Kvulin, that shows that it's usher even outdoors. But we don't darshan Batechem, at least not that we see. The Mechilta darshan Batechem. And how does the Mechilta darshan Batechem? Bershus. What does that mean? The Mechilta Darshan Batechem Bershuscha, and is very, very explicit about what it means. Okay, we'll see. Machlokes Rishonim, so we're going to try to reinterpret the Mechilta, the Dochet. But Mechilta Darshan Batechem, very, very simply. What did we learn from Batechem? From Batechem, we learn that it's only by Rabbi Matze if it's in my house. Remember, we saw that three-way Machlokes and the Dabdal and Aleph. It's only by Rabbi Matze if it's in my house, right? This is the Shita of the Rabbi David there, who was quoting from his Rabbi Darban. He said, if I recall correctly, if my chametz is in a guy's house, that's not by Rabbi Yimotze. Okay, we admit midrabbanan that it's not proper. But it's not by Rabbi Yimotze if my chametz is in someone else's house. Okay, we'll come back to this. That's the mechilta. Okay. But teichem, because it's just gvulin, I would think. Gvulin is a funny word. Maybe gvulecha means your whole country, no matter whose house it belongs to, right? The borders. I don't know. The borders are from the river to the sea. And Lamahadrin, from the river to the sea. But regardless of whose house it is, Jordan Euphrates, or Yardane Prat. So we need Batech, now only if it's in my property. It could be in my backyard or my house, but if it's in a guy's house, I'm not over it. That's the Mechilta. Base cover Shushai. Okay, based on Rosh Hashanah as a concept, we find other places in Shas that bias implies Rosh Hashanah. Wonderful, great. We'll come back to analyzing whether or not we pass like that Mechilta. Rashi, very peculiar. I didn't look at all the Mefarshim, but Rashi quotes a drasha that's not in the Mechilta. Rashi says, "Ma based on Rosh Hashanah." I mean, this line happens to be in the Mechilta, but it's not what's Rashi based on. Afkolchas Rosh Hashanah. It starts out with the Mechilta. Maybe it's a different version of the Mechilta. Maybe it's some other midrash I'm not familiar with. Yotza Chemtzer Shol Nachishu Eitzel Yisrael Lo Kibul Lavachrayes. That excludes chametz of a guy in your house, because chametz of a guy in your house is excluded from beischa, because beischa means what you own, meaning the mechilta interprets beischa to mean in your real estate. He says, no, beischa means an object you own. And therefore, it was saying, just like you own your house, you're only violated if you own the chametz. But if the chametz is owned by a guy, then it's mutter. That's what Rashi says in Chumash. Yotza chemtzer shel nachri shu eitzo yisrov lo kibbal arach rais. Rashi invents a drasha, or I don't know if he invents a drasha, he's a drasha, we don't know what the mukkar is, that beischa excludes shalacherim. Beischa excludes chametz of a guy. No? Beischa excludes chametz of a guy. Okay. That's Rashi on Chumash. Why does, now, what does Argamar
Gemara say what word excludes chametz of a guy? The word l'cha excludes chametz of a guy.
Isn't Rashi pulling
after the Mechilta? I mean, exactly, it's not problematic. I'm saying it's not selling Rashi. Says the
Mechilta. Correct. Who has both?
Mechilta says, "Ma bein teishu b'shus na gulcha b'shus ha yatsa chemtzo shel yisol shi b'shus nachri." It's very clear where they're going with this, right? The word reshuso, give me a second. It's my in a reshuso. In a reshuso means you're coming to the guy's house. And then the also adds, although it doesn't say where it's getting this from, but not from the word reshuso. Yotzachem shall nachshu reshusral, b'chomish enough love on polis. Afi reshuso, it is reshuso, so it's like beso, but it's excluded for a different reason because it's in yachol avaro. So, yes, the Mechilta says, beso reshuso excludes my coming to the guy's house. And the different svar to exclude a guy's chametz in my house because ain't yochel levaro. But it's not because ain't a reshuso, it's reshuso. You can't say you've learned from Beisla. Beisla excludes ain't a reshuso. And Rashi sort of takes the beginning and end of the Mechilta and combines them. I don't think you can say Rashi Dibshan and the Mechilta, right? What are we darshan from? Beischa equals reshuscha. That's the Mechilta. Says the Mechilta itself that Yatza chemtzo shel Yisrael beveis goy. That's not in my reshus, and that's something which is not discussed in the Bavli at all, explicitly, implicitly, many times. Actually, it's not true. It's just believing Vav. Well, no, not discussed explicitly anywhere in the Bavli. Although it's implied a few times. Says Rashi, which is similar to the Mechilta, but clearly not the Mechilta. And the Mechilta says, and how about chametz of goy in my house? That's because I can't burn it. Okay, that's not to the beso. Says Rashi, yatza chemtzo shel goy beis Yisrael. So what's strange is that in the Bavli, how are we in my chemtzo shel goy beis Yisrael? The Mechilta is actually not a steer of the Bavli at all. The Mechilta worked wonderfully with the Bavli, which is what Rov Rishonim say. Not the Ramban, but yes, the Ramban, who made Midrasho, say, the Bavli never told you what we darshan from Batechem. The answer is like the Mechilta, to exclude the pater chametz of a Jew in a guy's house, which is never explicitly discussed in the Bavli, and the Bavli discusses other things, and everything's fine. The Bavli discusses something, the Mechilta discussing other things. Fine, but Rashi takes it a different way, and that's not a steer of the Bavli. That would work well with the Bavli, just something the Bavli didn't happen to mention, but would fit well with the Bavli, right? No stira to Bavli. But Rashi is a stira to the Bavli, right? Because the Bavli says that l'cha yatsa chemtzo shel goy beveis Yisrael. That l'cha excludes chemtzo shel goy beveis Yisrael. So it's a little funny that Rashi, it's funny enough when Rashi would pick a Mechilta or a Sifri or a Sifra or a Sifri against the Bavli, because usually we assume the Bavli is the most authoritative. But Beseder, here it's very funny. Rashi picked a drush that we never heard of, that we don't have a mucker of in Chazal against the Bavli. Why would Rashi pick a drush that we never heard of in Chazal against the Bavli? A valid question, no? I'm sure the Echronim must ask this question. I'm sure they must have answers. Maybe I should have looked it up. Okay. Why would Rashi?
I think this is the Ramban's question on Rashi.
Okay, but he doesn't answer. If he does, the Ramban on Chumashin?
Yeah.
Okay, and does the Ramban defend Rashi, or just reject him?
I don't think so. I think maybe AB remembers. I think that he rejects Rashi.
This is ABP8 from the Sifta?
No.
I know we looked at it.
Great. All right,
Baruch Hashem. Fine. So it's easy to read. Shmizi reject Rashi. No big deal. But how do you defend Rashi? Okay, so how do you defend Rashi? We're waiting for a Sifta Chumash. There's lots of Echronim Rashi. How do you defend Rashi? So I don't know. One answer could be the boring way to defend Rashi is just say, he must have had a version of a medrash that we don't have, and therefore he had two chazals, one medrash that we don't possess versus the Bavli. And he picked one chazal instead of the other chazal, because sometimes there are two chazals, he picks whichever it seems to him goes very smoothly. Okay, it's possible. But I think maybe it's something else. Maybe it was bothered by Yaakov Meir Levin's question. how can you learn two miyutim from one lecha? Maybe it's bothered by the kasha of Yaakov Merlin. How do you make two things from one lecha? And his answer is, you're not making two things from one lecha. There's also bevateichem. Lecha is in addition to bevateichem. When the Gemara says lecha to exclude shal nach mishal gavoha, that meant in addition to bevateichem, between bevateichem and lecha, we're memait shal nachri and shal gavoha. Okay, maybe. I can't promise you. But maybe Rashi would say that here there are two miyutim, ariso seichem. Here there are also two miyutim. What are the two miyutim? Bateichem, bevateichem, and lecha. That's a big chiddush to throw in drasha that doesn't exist. But Rashi and Chumash did throw in the drasha. He already made the big chiddush. The question is, once he already made a big chiddush, what do we do with it? So Nirlani is dived. You could say Rashi was answering this question by saying that Taka, there are two miyutim. And that's the pressure he felt on Chumash to make up a new drasha, because he wanted to answer this kasha and find two miyutim. Okay, I can't promise you, but I definitely think that it is possible. However, the Shagas Aryeh here comes and all of a sudden becomes longish. What have we seen here? We've seen basically two answers that say one miyut is good enough in culture of Kumar. Either it's always one miyut, or you need two miyut to be Gilui Nelson from then on one miyut. Two answers that are very mefupakim, that say two miyutim is necessary in culture of Kula. Either this drasha, this answer to Tosas Rush, which implied that obviously someone was the fourth and Tosas tells not to. That says, oh, there's an extra lechus, there's really two miyutim here, which again, which were enough of Gimel. Or maybe Rashi, who makes up a new drush that we never heard of, maybe that's in order to have two miyutim. But again, that's a chiddush, because Rashi and Chumash doesn't mention lechad, Rashi here doesn't mention vateichem, and it's a chiddush. Says the Shagas Aryeh, a brilliant answer. Says the Shagas Aryeh, a lumpish answer. He says, there's two different, these sugis look parallel. Lecha and not shalachir mishal gavoah, right? They look parallel and you would expect to treat them parallel. Shagas Aryeh says, they're really two different things like gamre. Anyone want to capture for me the essence of the Shagas Aryeh? You can't help but be impressed with the brilliance of the Shagas Aryeh, right? Either you read the Shagas Aryeh, it's like, whoa, this is a great shot. Or more likely, you read Tosa and you said, how come Tosa didn't say this other more lumpish shot? You know, I'm so frustrated that Tosa didn't say my shot. And then finally you get the Shagas Aryeh and you see that someone said this your shot. Okay. Exactly. There are two things you can mean by lecha. You can mean an exclusion of goy and hekdesh, or you can mean the whole iser is for it to be yours. Meaning it could be a din in the chefza. You're memayid a chefza of shel goy. You're memayid a chefza of shel hekdesh. Or you say, no, I'm not memayid a chefza of goy and hekdesh. Rather, I'm defining the maisa of avera. The maisa of avera is ownership. And if you don't own it, of course you don't need a double miyut for hektish and goy, because you're not really talking about hektish and goy. You're really just talking about owning versus not owning. And if you don't own it, it makes no difference who the other owner is. So is it a miyut of hektish and is it a ptur of hektish and a ptur of goy? I mean, that's nice. Is it a ptur? If you're two ptur, it's two miyutim. No, there's no ptur. Question is, what's the machayev? The machayev is your bibles. And you don't need a separate miyut for a guy, for a Japanese person who owns it, a separate miyut for a Swedish person who owns it, and a separate person for miyut for Hefker, and a separate miyut for Hektish, and a separate miyut for a Jewish person who owns it. No. If you don't own it, there's no machayev in the first place. If you're defining the machayev, you don't need a separate miyut for everything that doesn't meet the machayev, right? You don't need a separate miyut for why an apple is possible for Arbaminim, and why a cherry is possible for Arbaminim, and why a watermelon is possible for Arbaminim. Because they're not an esrog, right? And an esrog is an esrog. Likewise, you don't need separate miyut for goy and hekdesh. They're not yours. The iser is owning chametz. And that's the point. The mitzvah is, let's say it this way. Here, what is the iser? Or an iser, chiyuv, etc. The mitzvah is hafrosh. The hekdesh over here, the mitzvah is half
Russia, maybe so. But there's a tour of Goy and Hanish. Therefore, we need two Mutim for two Pturim. But says the Shagas Aryeh, there's no tour of Guy and Hektish, which famous Achron, based on which famous Rishon is he disagreeing that we mentioned once? The Grah, based on Rashi, right? That we mentioned that valid. But says the Shagas Aryeh, says Pashu Shat, but Pashu Shat is, there's no tour here. The Isser is Hamates Shalcha. There is no Miut of Guy. It's just not the Isser in the first place. It's not the Machayev in the first place. It's not yours. There's no Mir at all. There is no Ptur. Just the Isser. Goy and Hektish are examples of a lack of Machayev. Goy and Hektish. Why is a Goy Mutter and Hektish comes of Goy and Hektish Mutter? Because they're both inconsistent of not being yours. If it's not yours, there's no Machayev. If it's not yours, there's no Machayev. But there is no Miut. There's not two Miut. There's not even one Miut. There's no Miut at all. A Miut means that we're saying, I mean, it's a matter of semantics. We're not excluding anything. We're just defining the Isser. The Isser is yours. And therefore, there's no Miut. Right? What's he saying here? He's saying it's not really a Miut. Just a definition of the Isser. It's not a mir, it's a definition of the Isser. And what's his nafkamina that he says? You don't have to agree with his nafkamina either ways. The nafkamina, Shabbos Ari says, what's a litmus test for whether it's a mir of Goy and Hektish? So you need two miyotim, one for Goy, one for Hektish. Goy and Hektish are two different things. Goy is not Hektish, Hektish is not Goy. While over here, it's not a mute of Goy and Hektish, just the definition of the Isser is owning. Goy happens to be something you don't own, and Hektish happens to be something you don't own. There are other examples also. Hefker is something you don't own also, right? It's only two examples of things you don't own. It's not a... The nafgamina is that over here, shall yisur acher bayav, and by chametz, shall yisrael acher Potter. That's how we know. Over there, it's Davka Amir of Goy and Hektish, but it belongs to another Jew on Chayev. Now, that is a, that's not so obvious. That's his assumption. My Chayev to take challah off another Jew's dough. Obviously, I can't eat it without taking challah. Practically, I can't eat it without taking challah off because it's treif. But am I Chayev to take challah off another Jew's dough? So the answer is yes. Sages Lair says yes. Pash does yes. Let's say another Jew makes bread, doesn't take off challah, and then sells it to me. I'm chayiv to take off challah. It's not mine. I mean, at the time of the chiyuv was chal. Who cares? I'm chayiv to take off challah. You know, if someone says, make yourself at home, eat whatever you want, and they have dough and they're baking bread, I'm chayiv to take off challah. Right? But in Bayu and Bayu Matzeh, again, pretend you don't know the Gruz Diuk in three Rashis that we mentioned once. But you want to say, if I'm not chayiv your chametz in my house, I'm only chayiv my chametz in my house. And if not, if your chametz in my house, I might be chayiv on lifnei iver if I let you keep it there, right? But I'm not chayiv by your like mutz. It might be lifnei iver to keep your chametz in my house. It might be nisur rabbana to keep your chametz in my house because midrash rabbana, all Jews should get rid of their chametz, and all Jews should help all Jews get rid of their chametz, as Rabbi David said, a daf dalit. But it's not by rabbi mutz to have your chametz in my house. It's only by rabbi mutz to have my chametz in my house. Says that's the lundish difference. There it's a ptur, here it's a hagdura of the machayev. You only need one hagdura of the machayev, and if that happens to exclude 100 things, that's still only one hagdura of the machayev. But if the machayev is all dough and you just have ptur in, then you need a separate drusha for each ptur. That's the Shagas Aryeh, and it is a, you know, once he says it, you know, it's once he says it, it's hard to imagine why everyone didn't give this answer.
But what? Why couldn't you?
Correct.
Couldn't you say the same thing by challah? The requirement of taking challah is on Jewish challah, and if you're not Jewish, you're a goy. It's you don't have a chiyuv.
The requirement is to take off Jewish challah, and therefore you could have just said Jewish challah to exclude everything else. Not my challah. So right, that's a good point. Shari's making an assumption that.
You could say my chametz, or you could say all chametz with exclusions. You can't say my people's chametz. You can't say my nation's chametz. But if you're going to say my nation's chametz, or more relevant, my nation's challah, then the chametz falls away. Then the also one me should have been good enough. Only Jewish chem. And that's okay, fair enough. So maybe that's why some people say the Shagas Ari. In any case, the Shagas Ari is a brilliant answer. Now we have to stop. We didn't get to the good part yet. But we'll have to pick up the good part of answers on Thursday. But I'll just point out that that this Shagas Ari is making an assumption. What's his assumption? His assumption is that fundamentally the Isser only applies to your Chametz, and there's a Ptur of Goy and Hekdish. I'm sorry, fundamentally, this only applies to your chametz. Not that it applies to all chametz with a tour of Guy and Hektish. It only applies to your chametz. And the proof is, you're not chayiv another Jew's chametz in your house. Okay, we'll have to pick up next time. The point out is not so pasha. The Gra pointed out there's many Rashis all over that we saw in Avdal that imply that against the Shagas Ari, that really all chametz in my house is usher. There's just a tour of Goyish chametz and Hektish chametz. If that's true, then Rashi can't give the Shagas Ari's answer. Okay, what would he have to give? He'd have to give someone else's answer. It works well for my big finish that Rashi had a different answer to this question, and Rashi Davka Tumi did, because Rashi couldn't give the Shagas Ari's answer. But it's not a proof, because he could have said something else. But it just works nicely that I'm claiming that Rashi solved this, not the way of the Shagas Ari, because he can't say the Shagas Ari. Okay, we'll have to pick up Amir Tzoshem. Next time, we still have a lot of these Makoros to go through. I am going to ask him which Makoros did we get through, and which Makoros we still have to do. I think I know. Okay, good. Yes, exactly. I'll only send out a few more recordings next time because it's going to take us a while to get through everything.
I'm just thinking about it now. Maybe the reason why the underlying assumption there is that. Is ultimately going to mean exactly the same context, and that's why
all different concepts, but it doesn't mention chametz there. All different concepts except for chametz, because everything else, because I say like this, everything else there, the mitzvah is to do something, and therefore the mitzvah is to do something, and therefore the chametz means to exclude the chafetz of a goy and the chafetz of hektish. By your mind, let's say, is different. The mitzvah is not to do something with your chametz. It's not parallel at all over there. Do something with your sharing. Do something with your firstborn. Do something with your dough, etc. Over here, it's not do something with your chametz. It is don't have chametz. It's a fundamental difference. When the Isser don't have chametz, the bainus is the fundamental hagdara of the Isser. It's not the details of the Isser. It's the hagdara of the Isser is not to own chametz. Therefore, Sayach. Over there were all things where the Isser wasn't having. Having was Mechayvi to do something else. And therefore, who belongs to is just the detail. Once the detail, it's just a matter of a meal. You could be right, but the Shagas Ari is very intuitive. Over there, who owns it is the background detail. Over here, who owns it is the Isser. You're not doing anything but owning it. And that's where the Shagas Ari is coming from. Okay, someone could disagree, but it's not obvious.
There's someone
that's
taking the extra step. And then the Torah needs the their means, and that's the formula of what Chami is, where the Shagas Ari is saying, based on context, you can understand what Chami means.
If anyone else has any questions, please feel free.
Rabbi, according to the Ran, the Chiv Darabanan to get rid of Chametz Shemay Velo Chlo. Does it isn't Tzarech Yom Tov Dafka because he has the option of being Kofel Av Kli?
Yes, that's what I think he means. You could have said Shemay Yom Tov Chlo is just not a Tzarech Bechlo because it's not such a big deal. But I prefer to think that, no, Shemi Yavala Achlo would be a big deal if it was a real Shemi Yavala Achlo. But here, where it's a Shemi Yavala Achlo, which has another reasonable solution, that's why it's not a Tzorech. I can't disagree with the other possibility, but that's what it seems to me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a great day, everybody. Good to see everyone's face. Hope to see you in person somewhat soon.
Amen.